Power and influence in American politics. The wealthy have it, and they also vote at much higher rates. In the 2012 presidential election between Mitt Romney and Barack Obama, there was a 33-point difference in national voter participation rates between high and low earners. And that was true for the Seattle area, too. KUOW's David Hyde tells us about one effort to close that gap.
Amina Ahmed is executive director of the nonprofit group Partner in Employment. They help refugees and immigrants in the region find work. But on this super windy October Saturday morning in a neighborhood straddling Tukwila and SeaTac, she's running a voter registration drive.
What we are trying to do is to engage the community, the East African community, and any community residents of SeaTac and Tukwila. And we are trying to encourage them to register and then hopefully cast their ballots and vote.
But why is a voter registration drive needed here? Well, one obstacle for potential voters is too little information. Kian Q is also with Partner in Employment.
A lot of the misconception is that, oh, when it's the date to vote, I'll just put in my ballot and vote, but that's not how it works. So we need to educate them to let them know that you have to first register before you can vote.
And how hard is it to persuade people in this community, especially new citizens, to participate in the political process?
It's very difficult, from my experience anyways. It's very difficult trying to get people from another country to understand the system of voting here. You know, I've worked, I've talked to people who have been here 25, 30 years, and again, have not registered to vote, not quite understand the system. And of course, it's much more challenging speaking to those who are newer to the country.
Amina Ahmed agrees.
We have been doing this every weekend now, starting the last 4 weeks. It's not that easy. It's about trust and community trust. As long as the community trusts you, I believe they will register, and so far we are doing pretty good.
But the voter registration effort here is small, and the voter participation gap is really big. Voter turnout in this location was more than 24 percentage points below Seattle's in the last presidential election, and the median household incomes here are just 37% of Seattle's. That adds up to political and economic inequality. Just like in the country as a whole, lower incomes correspond to lower voter participation rates. But Amina Ahmed says this election year is different.
A lot of people have been scared of what about who becomes the president? Are we going to remain in the United States? What is going to happen? What about those of us who are not yet citizens? Are we going to become citizens? All these, is there going to be deportation? A lot of people are just worried.
And today, they're having some success in registering new voters. Rashid Abdi is here to sign up. He's originally from Somalia and now lives in Tukwila.
It's my first time to vote since I became citizen last year. So it's good, you know, to choose the vision you have and what you like. So it matters, you know, to vote.
So what issues are important to Rashid Abdi? At the top of his list, children and education.
Kids, you know. We are parents always. And parents always, they look at the future of the country, always the kids.
He also worries about rising rents. This has gone up 3 times in just 3 years. A $100 increase just this year alone. Might not sound like a lot if you live in Seattle, but to Abdi, it's a real hardship. For her part, Amina Ahmed is optimistic that more voting this year is going to help the immigrant and refugee community. She says a lot of voters here tell her that there are candidates who inspire fear, but there are also candidates this year who just inspire.
The only way we can make a difference is for people to vote. If people don't vote, then we're not going to make a difference, and it's going to be a difficult question for everyone and a lot of fear for everyone. But if we vote and voice up, then I think people can make a difference.
In Tukwila, I'm David Hyde, KUOW News.